House Toronto. I believe that the Lord has ordered your steps, and as he has ordered your steps, you will partake of the fullness of that which he has prepared. You will not leave here empty-handed in Jesus' name. And I believe that the Lord blesses us that we may be a blessing. And I believe that within the season, as the Lord blesses you, make sure, tell the person next to you, make sure you are a blessing. No, look at them. Don't be angry with them. Just look at them. Smile. Make sure you're a blessing. Amen. All right. Tell them your name is blessing. Amen. So as your name is blessed, make sure you touch someone's life. Don't rationalize it. Don't be logical. Don't be analytical. Just touch someone's life. Let someone thank God for your life. Amen. This is a season two. If you have not been doing it before, this is a season to start blessing others. If you have been doing it before, this is a season to upgrade yourself. Amen. Go beyond what you have been doing before, and the Lord will be able to look unto you and say, thou good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of the Lord. And my prayer is that you would not only enter, you would abide in the joy of the Lord. Amen. We want to thank God for today, and we thank God for the weather. Amen. The Bible says in all situations we give thanks. Why? This is the will of God consigning us in Christ Jesus. That's the way God wants us to live. So all things will work together for good. Amen. Even the weather, you know, will work together for good. Amen. So let us rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks. I want to thank God for your life and the fact that you have come. God himself will put something special. The theme for the month is gifts from God. And I believe that God himself will give you a special gift. Amen. I want us to use this opportunity just to thank God, because sometimes people do not know they have already received gifts from God. Let's just thank God for life. It's a gift from God. Thank God for life. Thank God for your health. It's a gift from God. Thank God for joy. It is a gift. Thank God for peace. Thank God for the salvation of your soul. Thank God for deliverance. Thank God for provision. Thank God for protection. You know, why are we praying this? It's at this time of the year, you should be more appreciative. You know, too many people are giving up and quitting on God and thinking God has not done anything. At this time of the year, the fact that you have seen this time of the year, you should be very grateful. Thank God for this time of the year. Thank God for your family. Thank God for your children. Thank God for your work. You might not think it, you might have something you want better than that, but thank God for what you have. Appreciate God. You know, there is a benefit in thanksgiving. As you thank God, you get more. Thank God for yesterday. Thank God for today. Thank God for tomorrow. Thank God for those things that you have yet to receive, because you know, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. Father, we want to thank you, oh God. We appreciate you. We know, oh God, that we're still standing because of you. You have a purpose, you have a plan, and we know it shall come to pass. Even to the very last second of the year, we are expectant. We exalt your name, we magnify your name. We know, oh God, that as you have spoken, so shall you do. Your word says in Genesis chapter 21, verse 1 to 2, that God visited Sarah as he has said, and God did unto Sarah as he has spoken. You are no respecter of persons. Your miracles are repeatable. You would do unto each and everyone as you have said, and you would visit visit each and everyone as you have spoken. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, O God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Join me and sing this song. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy. I want us to personalize it. You're speaking to your soul. Will continue to be made manifest in your life, in your family, and in the lives of every one of us in Jesus' name. Let's look at the scripture, Matthew chapter 2, and we are talking about gifts from God, Matthew chapter 2. And we're reading from verse 9. to 12. Matthew chapter 2, reading from verse 9 to 12, talking about gifts from God. And we thank God for the season. We thank God for all the gifts from January to December. And I believe that as the year expires, you and I will not expire with the year. We would see the year 2023. We will not only see, we will partake of the fullness from beginning to the end in the name of Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 2, verses 9 to 12, and I read from King James Version, a New King James Version. When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. Verse 10, when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Verse 11, and when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. When they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. These men did not live the same as they came. And the Bible starts here, just paraphrasing. The Bible tells us that when Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, this man, wise man, as the Bible explains, from the east saw the star, and they recognized that there was something going on. They were discerning. And the Bible says they went around asking, where is he who is born King of the Jews? Obviously, they had read the scriptures, and they knew that there was a king to be born. So they had received knowledge from God that there was a king to be born, and they were seeking that king. Amen. So it's important, because the Bible says, my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. We all need a word. It is the word of God that will prompt us. The word became flesh. It is the word that will prompt you. It is the word that will direct you. It is the word that will guide you. So you need the knowledge of the word of God at this time and every time. Amen. So you cannot detach yourself from the word of God, because it's the word of God that will make the difference. The Bible says, in the beginning was the word was with God, the word was God, and the word was with God. Okay? So God and his word are the same. If you embrace God, then you must embrace his word. If you embrace his word, then you must embrace God. And they went further. They did not depend on just the knowledge that they had, because sometimes we get into book knowledge. I know the Bible, but we do not understand the Bible. We quote scriptures, but we do not understand. We don't have an understanding of the scripture. We don't have a revelation. I recently saw a YouTube video of a man trying to speak about Jesus Christ, who he is. And all he was talking about was book knowledge. And one Christian lady stood up and challenged him. And he began to get upset and angry. But he was just expounding book knowledge. There has to be a revelation. And that's why this Bible tells us that even as this man said, where is he who is born King of the Jews? They said, for we have seen a star in the east. This is not just any star. There is something special about this star. They had an understanding that something was going on. And that's why the Bible says we should be likened unto the tribe of Issachar, who had an understanding of the times. Yes, you know so much, but do you understand the times that you are living in? You are well educated. You have status. You have power. You have connection. But do you have an understanding of the times? Do you have an understanding of what God is doing at a time like this? Do you have an understanding of what you are kept alive for? This man had an understanding. There were so many stars, but this star was different. There were so many distractions, but they did not take off their focus. Look unto Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of your faith. Don't be distracted. You know, in our days, we thought there were distractions. But in times like this, there's so many distractions. For children, for adults, there are so many distractions. How many of us, and you are in the house of God, how many of us are almost like 24/7 on social media? None of us. You see people walking and they are on social media and they are crossing the road. We are so distracted, and we are almost all guilty of it, because at the end of the day, we are not relating with each other. We are not relating with God. We are relating with someone abstract out there in the virtual world. And suddenly that distraction is so much that we are now seeking validation from the virtual world. I will not go into that, but this man had an understanding of what was going on. Even though others might not know, they knew that there was something special of the star. And they did something about it. And that's where the wisdom comes in. They did something. They didn't just say, I understand. They did something. And that's where wisdom comes in. They said they have come to worship him. They have come seeking him. They have come to worship him. That is where the wisdom, as you hear the word of God, how do you apply it to your life? As you receive the knowledge, as you receive the understanding, how is it applicable? Are you just expounding the word of God or the scripture and you are not applying it? You know, the most important thing you can do for yourself is, when you take the word of God, is to first of all understand, what is the word of God saying? What is it saying? Then secondly, you take the word and say, what does it mean? Then thirdly, how does it apply to me? A lot of us stop with it. What does it say? What does it mean? But we do not go to how does it apply to me. A pastor was preaching and some lady was at the back and just telling the pastor, tell them. But the word is for her also. Pastor, preach it. Tell them. They need to hear. So she had detached herself and said, I don't need it. They need it. And unfortunately, when you point one finger, how many are pointing at you? The other pointing at you, do something about it. You might be doing something, but do more about it. Upgrade yourself. Go to the next level. And the Bible says, as this man did this, the king, obviously, when you have knowledge, understanding, and wisdom from the word of God, those that are going to work against you, they will be troubled. Because now nobody is going to push you around. Because if you do not know who you are, someone has to tell you who you should be. And my prayer is that you will not lose your identity in Christ Jesus. Because when you have an identity crisis, then someone else has to tell you who you should be. And that will not be your portion in Jesus' name. Because God has made you special. You are wonderfully and fearfully created. You are the apple of God's eye. Nothing happens in your life without God's knowledge. And if you are special to God, then you want to know your identity. And as you know your identity, all those that want to work against you would definitely be troubled in the name of Jesus. The Bible says Herod was troubled. But we'll go further and just realize, look at what I want us to look at. Because the Bible says when Herod told them that this is what he wants to do, his intention was actually to terminate their vision. But the Bible says They did not, they focused on their vision. What was their vision? Their vision was to meet with the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the I Am That I Am, the Ancient of Days, the Shepherd and Bishop of our soul. And they met with him. And when they met with him, they did what they intended from the beginning. They worshipped him. And as they worshipped him, the Bible says they brought out gifts. And these are gifts that God had given unto them. There's nothing that you have that has not been given unto you by God. The Bible says the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. The cattle on a thousand earth belongs to him. The silver and gold belongs to him. There's nothing that you are giving out that has not been given to you. When you are giving out joy, it is because you have received joy. When you are giving out peace, it's because you have received. You can't give what you have not received. And the most dangerous situation is when a person does not know they have not received, it means that they are not giving out anything. And the Bible says, the creatures await the manifestation of the sons of God. You are delaying what the creatures are awaiting because you have already been given. And this man came with the gifts that they have already been given. And they came even at the time that Jesus was born. And the same way as you were born, the gift has already been given unto you. And they all have a purpose. What are the gifts that this man gave unto Jesus Christ? They opened up their treasures, and the Bible says they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The gold had a purpose. It symbolizes the kingship. The gift symbolizes the future of our Lord Jesus Christ. The gold symbolizes the kingship, that this is royalty. The frankincense symbolizes a person that is worthy of worship. It represents worship, that this person needs to be worshipped. And the myrrh symbolizes death and mourning. That the reason he came is to die for you and I. It is in his death that we have victory. And that's why the Bible says, if they had known, they would not have crucified the King of Glory. Because when they thought they had victory, they did not know that in his death, then we have victory. You and I partake. And these gifts are the gifts that symbolizes the destiny of you and I. Because we can now connect into his royalty. We can now be able to worship him. And we can now be partaker of the benefits of his death. I want us to look at the scripture and we will round up. Ephesians 2. Reading from verse 8 to 10. As the scripture tells us, Jesus Christ was given gifts. And I believe that the Lord himself has also given you gifts. The gifts he has given directly and the gifts that he will use others to bless you. But the ultimate gift that he has given unto us is the gift of salvation. And that gift is a gift that you would have to take a decision as to what you want to receive. It's a gift that you would have to make a choice. But the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 to 10, it says, for by grace you have been saved through faith. You have been saved through faith, and it is by grace. It is not your own ability. It is not your effort. It is not your connection. It is by grace you have been saved through faith and not of yourself. It says it is a gift of God. It is a gift of God, a gift that the price has been paid. It is a free gift from God. It says not of works, lest anyone should boast. So what is this scripture saying? Nobody saved you. You didn't save yourself. Nobody can claim that they saved you. It is the Lord that saved you. And it is a gift from God. It is a gift that is better than any other gift. What is the Bible saying here? It's saying, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in it. So as you have received that gift, the same way gold, frankincense, and myrrh has been given, as you have been given the gift of salvation, it is for a purpose. It is to determine your future here on earth and your future eternally with God. And the choice is yours. Yes, I accept the gift is a decision. Yes, I do not accept the gift is a decision. I am still thinking about it is a decision. And every decision will be held against us. Either you decide for or you decide against, you would have to account for every decision. My prayer is that you would decide wisely. Blessing and curse has been placed before you. Choose blessing, that you and your seed will be blessed forever. The decision you make is a decision for your generation to come. The decision Abraham made was a decision for Isaac, was a decision for Jacob, and was a decision for every one of us that have become the seed of Abraham. A gift was given unto Abraham. He received the gift, and he used the gift for the actual purpose. And my prayer is that the gift of salvation that is extended unto you, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him, it is a gift extended unto everyone. If you have received that gift, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ with your heart and confess with your mouth. This is a season as we receive from God. This is a season that we need to give our lives unto God, because your life is for a purpose. God himself has created you as a masterpiece. You are his workmanship, created for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. I want us to rise up on our feet. First of all, I just want us to pray for those that are yet to be saved. I just want us to lift them up in a place of prayer. Anyone that is yet to be saved, amongst our friends, our families, another year is going by. Some are waiting. Pray for them. For salvation of the unsaved. Pray for them. Pray for them. Pray for them. That the Holy Spirit will convict them. There are many gifts we receive, but the most important gift is the gift of salvation. The Bible says it is by grace we are saved through faith. Pray that the grace, the saving grace of God, would be received by these ones. Now, I want you to pray for yourself if you are here and you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. The man that helped Paul and Silas came and said, "Sirs, what can we do to be saved?" And it was just simple. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'll pray with you wherever you are. But I want you to just lift up your hand. If you have not accepted the gift of salvation, wherever you are, just lift up your hand. Wherever you are, don't walk out of this place without that gift. There are so many gifts that you can receive, but the most important is the gift of salvation. Whether you are on site or online, just lift up your hands wherever you are. You cannot be ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, If there be any, O God, amongst us that are yet to give their lives unto Jesus, we know, O God, that wise men still seek Jesus. Lord, let us be seekers in wisdom. And we may seek, O God, the Lord Jesus Christ, that we may fall at his feet and worship him. That we may give out of our treasures gold, frankincense, and myrrh. That we may give our lives unto him. Father, we know, O God, that as we give our lives unto him, we give him gold. We give him frankincense. And we give him myrrh. Father, as we give our lives, O God, we acknowledge his royalty. As we give our lives, we worship him all the days of our lives. As we give our lives, we acknowledge that he died for us. And we also need to die to self. Father, we thank you, O God. We pray, O God, for everyone here. We pray for our children. We pray for our next generation. We pray, O God, that they will be saved. They will be sanctified, and they will serve the Lord all the days of their lives. Thank you, God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. God bless you. Please be seated. Hallelujah.